My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, today we'll be learning 13 Madani pearls of sitting facing the Qibla. As mentioned by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Dama Barakatul Aliya, in his booklet, King of Jinns. First of all, our noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam usually used to sit facing the Qibla. There are three ahadith of the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in regards to facing the Qibla. Number one, the best of all gatherings is the one in which the participants sit facing the Qibla. Number two, everything has its dignity, and the dignity of gatherings is facing the Qibla. Number three, everything has honor, and the honor of gatherings is sitting facing the Qibla. It is sunnah for muballighin and educators to have their back towards the Qibla so that those who are listening to them can sit facing towards the Qibla. Imam Sakhawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the reason why the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam had his blessed back towards the Qibla was to allow the attendants to face the Qibla. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma often sat facing the Qibla. Also, while teaching the noble Quran, you should sit with your back towards the Qibla with the intention of following the blessed Sunnah. And those who teach Dars-e Nizami should also do the same with the intention of Sunnah and in order to educate their students. Teach the students the Sunnah, the philosophy, and the intention of sitting in this manner and gain countless blessings. Try to also sit facing the Qibla when you are not teaching. Students should also face the Qibla so that they are facing the teacher, otherwise they might not be able to understand the lesson. It is also a Sunnah for the Khatib to deliver the sermon with his back towards the Qibla, and it is desirable for those who are listening to face the Khatib. When reciting the Holy Quran, reading religious books, writing fatawa, compiling and authoring books, supplicating, doing dhikr, reciting Durood Sharif, generally, whenever sitting or standing, if there is no religious hindrance, try to develop a habit of sitting facing the Qibla to reap countless rewards. If possible, place the table or the chair, etc., towards the Qibla so that every time you sit there, automatically you are facing the Qibla. Remember, if you just happen to sit facing the Qibla without any intention to gain rewards, you will not be rewarded. Therefore, one should always make good intentions. For instance, gaining virtues for the hereafter, following the Sunnah, and also that you are facing the Kaaba in its honor and respect. When studying Islamic books and Islamic lessons, you should also include this intention, as well as that by acting upon the Sunnah of facing the blessed Qibla, I will receive the blessings of religious knowledge, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, in many countries, such as Pakistan, Nepal, etc., whenever one faces the Qibla, he also faces Madinatul Munawwara, as they fall in the same direction. Therefore, the intention of facing Madinatul Munawwara to pay respect should also be included. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد مجھے اپنی اور ساری دنیا کے لوگوں کی اصلاح کی کوشش کرنی ہے انشاءاللہ عز وجل